We are learning some of the laws that have to do with Bidikat Hametz. Maran discusses these laws starting in Siman Taf Lamid Aleph. Of course, Bidikat Hametz, generally on a normal year, the Halakha says the Bidikat is done on the night of the 14th. That means the night before the 14th day. And that is checked according to the Halakha, Le'or Haner, Maran writes, with the light of a candle. They learned that from Pesukim, that it should be with the light of a candle. And it's to be checked in the different corners and cracks and the different places in the house where it's normal to put hametz. For today's halakha, we discuss the following. It is proper not to begin any melacha once the time of the bedikah comes. Now, what time is the proper time for bedikah? So the hakamim say, set the kochavim, which according to the Chacham Avadia would be about 20 minutes after sunset. And maybe in our parts, we would say 35 to 40 minutes after sunset in New York area. And therefore, Halakha writes that once the time of the Bidika arrives, one should refrain from doing any work. Now, when we say the time of Bidika arrives, it means even a half hour before the Zman of the Bidika. Which means, let's say a person is doing the Bidika, for argument's sake, 40 minutes after sunset. So already 10 minutes after sunset, one has to be careful not to engage in any melakha. You know, because not doing any laborious jobs, because we're concerned you're going to get involved in it, and now you're going to forget about the bidika. For that matter, the halakha says one should not eat already from a half hour before the time of the bidika. Now, what does it mean, not eating? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that you can eat up to a kabetza of bread, which would be up to 2 ounces, let's say, of bread. But more than that would be forbidden. So, for example, according to where we understood in the previous daily halakhot, person says, you know, it's, let's say, within a half hour before the bidikah, you know, I'm going to have a slice of pizza. According to halakha, I cannot. Because a slice of pizza, according to where we calculate, has more than a kabetza of bread content. But if a person wants to have fruit and things like that, rice even, halakha b'vadiyah is lenient, that's okay. But a sa'uda of bread and things like that, one should, for that matter, mizonot items. Should not have also more than a kabetza from the time of the bidika, even a half hour before. What about learning? So Maran writes that technically from the time of the bidika itself, one should refrain from learning. We don't make a stringency on the half hour rule when it comes to learning. Once the time of bidika comes, you should open up a sefer and start studying. But should be noted, this is talking about when he's in private, when he's alone. He's going to start opening up a sefer. What's going to happen? He's going to get involved. However, if he's in a shi'ud and things like that, in the Bet Knesset, after Arbit, have a shi'ud, then it's okay because everybody will remind themselves and we're not worried that they might come to forget the Bidikat Hametz in the house.